In this episode of the Leadersmith Podcast, I want to talk about why it is that you're more tired when you're working from home. Stay tuned.
In a world of incompetent bosses, micromanagers, and petty tyrants, one management professor claims that he can help you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. You are listening to The Leadersmith. Now, here is your host, Darren Gurdis.
So in this episode, I want to talk about a number of articles. I read one and it led me to another and another. So the first was an article in Fortune just came out. It said the pandemic workday is 48 minutes longer and has more meetings. Now, 48 minutes isn't a whole lot, but it is longer than before, and there are meetings. And this was a study done of 3.1 million people at 2,100 companies across 16 cities in the U.S. And what they found was we are working longer, and we have meetings have increased about 13%, and we have more emails per day, just slightly, but that compounds and it grows over time, and it has a greater weight. So this led me to a CNBC article entitled Coronavirus Lockdowns Are Making the Working Day Longer for Many. Now, this was from the end of March, so like mid-pandemic. And in the U.S., we're working 3 hours more a day. So maybe we're loosening up a little bit. I don't know. In the U.K., France, Spain, and Canada, it was 2 more hours a day. In Netherlands, Denmark, Belgium, and Austria, it was 1 more hour a day. But nonetheless, we're all working more hours. Now, part of this is that we have kind of lost our sense of time. Like, we don't have to commute into the office. And so there's nothing at the end of the day like, oh yeah, it's the end of the day, it's time to go home. The commute's going to be awful, I better get going now. And many people are also trying to prove to their employer that they're actually doing their work. So they're working overtime. So a productivity specialist was interviewed for this article, and she said this: in order to establish better work-life boundaries, she said that employees should not feel the pressure to work during that time that they normally commute. Instead, they could use this time to do some exercise, make breakfast, spend time with the family, etc. She also argued that we should be taking regular breaks, and that sometimes some good can come out of being forced to slow down and adapt. Now, as I was doing the research here, I was looking at a number of articles, and I came across a letter in the Baltimore Sun, a letter to the editor, that teachers are working harder than ever during the coronavirus pandemic. And a student assistant in Howard County Public Schools said that, you know, he's observed that teachers are working much harder. That's my felt experience as well. And when they switch over to online learning, they had to really learn a whole new system. It didn't translate. The lessons didn't translate from the classroom to the online. And so they had to really reorient themselves. They had to learn a whole different set of computer applications. And so they're working harder. I think all businesses that have gone and switched over to online applications have had to work harder as well. Now, this leads me to the final article here. And this is from the Cleveland Clinic. It said, exhausted from working remotely, here's how to deal. And this just came out on August 3rd. So this is advice from Dr. Susan Albers, a psychologist at the Cleveland Clinic. So the author starts out with, back in BC before coronavirus, the idea of working at home sounded amazing. No commute, wearing sweatpants all day, no more listening to the loud gum chewer in a next cubicle. But the pandemic actually made things harder in many ways. And here the author gives 7 examples or 7 common complaints and how to deal with them. So the first is this: I can't get into the work mode. And I've experienced that myself. If you go away from home somewhere else, you engage a different part of your brain, and you're not thinking about problems at home and feeding the kids and doing the laundry and all those kind of things. So when you go somewhere else, you get to do that. But if you can't do that, if you have to work at home, go to a dedicated space. Don't just stay in bed or curl in front of the TV. Dr. Albers also says this, quote, the transition is more difficult when you're home all day. So give yourself 5 or 10 minutes to transition out of work mode. listen to any radio or podcast, or go, and I have a great suggestion for a podcast, by the way, or go for a walk around the block, anything that gives you a mental break. Number two, I'm exhausted. And Zoom fatigue is a term I haven't heard before, but Zoom fatigue, she says, is real. Meeting with your coworkers on video is just harder. It taxes your brain more, so take regular breaks. Number three, I'm feeling disconnected from coworkers. And who would have thought, but the time that we spend around the metaphorical water cooler at work is actually something necessary. It's not just a waste of time. It's something that recharges us. When we don't have it, we actually miss it. Number four, I can't stop snacking. And she said, you're bored, you're stressed, and the kitchen is right there. I read another article, I don't know where it is now, but the average American has gained something like 9 or 10 pounds during the lockdown. So Dr. Albert's advice is, instead of snacking all day, just give yourself hard starts and stops with breakfast and lunch and dinner, and just make sure that you're giving yourself that dedicated time. Number five, I keep procrastinating. And I understand that. Some people really rigidly adhere to 9 to 5, but other people go longer. They go all day. If you're a night owl like me, you want to work into the evening, but you know, then that blurs your family and work time. So you have to really be careful to make your family time your family time, and your work time your work time. Number six, I'm easily distracted. You have all these distractions that want to pull you away from work, including kids, which are great, but they're a distraction. Put on noise-canceling headphones, use technology to your advantage, things like timers or block social media. Use whatever means necessary to keep work work and home home, even if you're at home. And number seven, my boss or coworker does not get it. They know that you're working remotely, but you have to be more vocal about setting boundaries. You're not on call 24/7 just because you're working from home. So in sum, if you're working from home, it's more difficult. It just is. And you're working more hours quantitatively. And what you're doing when you're working at home is actually harder. It's harder to just sit in front of a Zoom meeting all day, or to make these appointments without getting to have the real human interaction that we all want to have. All right. So that brings us to the quotation for contemplation for today. And it comes from Anna Quindlen. She says this: when in doubt, choose the kids. There will be plenty of time later to choose work. All right. Thank you for your time. And I hope that that helps you, kind of relieves you a little bit, helps you understand, yeah, there is a reason that you're feeling more tired. So if you feel more tired too, so do the rest of us. But remember, this is only for a season. We'll be on the other side of it soon. Take care.